The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the action at Dundalk this Friday evening on February the 10th. Once again, we've got eight races for you at Ireland's only all-weather circuit. No great stars on the show this evening, but we do have plenty of competitive races as ever. Plenty of decent betting handicaps and maidens alike to get our teeth stuck into. So let's get on with the action.
Race 1.
As we begin with the six furlough maiden, which comes up at 4:55. One or two horses have got some decent form coming into this contest. None more so than Sebastian Bach, who's yet to win a race in six starts, but he definitely sets a standard, and if he runs to the level that saw him finish third behind Sportsmanship and Courage Under Fire at Leopardstown back in July, he would have a major chance. The only slight issue is, of course, that he hasn't run for the thick end of 7 months. Therefore, I'm going to go with a horse with a little bit more recent form to call upon, and that is Clover Moon from the Tom O'Mara stable. Just the one run for this gelding colt by Kodiak. But it was an eye-catching one at that as well. He was a 33-1 chance on debut, and he was a bit slowly away, as most horses tend to be, over five furlongs first time out. But he did make some nice late headway without being unduly punished in the last couple of furlongs to finish a never nearer six behind Duplication. The form of that race looks pretty solid in the context of this race, as we've seen Alfredo Alcano, the second horse, win a couple of times subsequently. With a decent middle draw and an extra furlong to run over tonight, do think Clover Moon can reward each way support in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race number 2, which comes up at 5:30. This is a 2-mile conditions race, and Peak Sue is the most interesting runner in the field here. Of course, the last time we saw this horse on the all-weather at Dundalk, he was victorious back in 2013. Subsequently, he's been running in all plenty of decent conditions hurdles and indeed races on the flat. And he was the winner at Royal Ascot a couple of years ago, so he obviously retains a lot of quality. The only problem is, recently, he hasn't been all that active, so there's obviously been one or two issues floating around this 10-year-old. And it all depends whether he retains all that old ability as the years are catching up with him. I'm not prepared, however, to take a risk at a short price, so I'm going to go with a couple of horses against him on this particular occasion. Most notably, Winter Lion, who's been in fantastic form throughout the winter, and being as he's one of the only course and distance winners in the lineup, it makes sense to put faith in Matthew Smith's charge to once again record another course and distance victory, just as he did here the last day. The other one to mention quite favourably is Rashan, who controversially misses this weekend's Betfair hurdle because of a dispute in the weights between the Irish and English handicapper respectively. But if you take his run at Down Raw back in November at face value, when he beat Apples Jade and Petite Mouchoir, two subsequent Grade 1 winners respectively since, then he's obviously got to have some kind of a chance here. Going onto a surface which should suit. He's also win on the flat as well, so it's not as if he's devoid of ability on the level. Available to back around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, I do think Rashan, along with Winter Lion, are the value bets against Peak Sue in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, and not a particularly strong looking maiden. I do think the ratings are rather misleading here. And the one I'm going to go for at a price this morning is Tegan Angel from the Donald Blake stable. Now, this horse hasn't yet won a race, but its last three runs have been very good on the speed figures, including that run behind Easy Boy a couple of starts ago. Nothing wrong with that form either, back in January when finishing fourth behind subsequent winners Try It Again and Our Maneki Neko. And even though I do think this horse's best trip arguably is seven furlongs, I think she's got enough quality certainly to suggest that she's going to go very close here tonight with ordinary luck in running. So each way, round about 7-1 this morning, Tegan Angel is the choice in race 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, which is a mile handicapped, coming up at 6:30. They're going to bet 4-1, 9-2 of the field this morning. And the couple that I'm interested on here are Our Maneki Neko and Poetic Choice. We'll deal with Our Maneki Neko first. James Yassi's 7-year-old is in fantastic form. A late winner 2 starts ago in a decent speed figure when he powered to the front in the latter stages in the hands of Gerard Brudeau, of course, ride tonight. Connections, therefore, saw fit to run him the week after. when there was what looked a decent opportunity for him on paper. But unfortunately, dropping back in trip just caught him out, and he got a little bit outpaced and found himself towards the rear of the field turning in. But he did make up some good late headway to suggest that returning to his favourite distance of a mile, he'd be extremely competitive. We've already seen the form of that race here a couple of weeks ago being advertised as Guanarava Bay, the second horse, went on to win here last week. So while he's in good form, I do expect Armin Ekineko to go very close again in this competitive handicap. The other one to mention is Poetic Choice. Similarly to my other selection, he got found out by a step up in trip last time out when he just failed not to get home over a mile and a quarter. But prior to that, he'd started him very strongly in the hands of Robbie Downey to power clear in the latter stages to win a similar race to this. Kukanoff was back in third, so there's no real reason why he won't confirm the form, and he's available to be back in a much bigger price this morning. So my two against the field there in race number four are Armin Ekineko and Poetic Choice.
Race five.
On to race five then, which is a 7 furlong conditions contest. And the confident vote here goes in the favour of Alfredo Arcano, who comes here off the back of two very impressive victories. First of all, over 5 furlongs when he beat Duplication quite cosily. And once again, he won with more in hand than the official margin suggests last time out when he toyed with Fox Dream in the latter stages of that particular race. This horse clearly loves the all-weather, comes in here in great nick, as we know. And I think the step up in triple suit, he's got a really good cruising speed. Clearly, Fizzy Friday, who won first time out at a big price, is the danger. She managed to win from stall 13, which is no easy task to overcome. And her form of her race has taken one or two boosts since subsequently. So she's going to be probably the hare to the hound for Alfredo Arcano. But David O'Mahony's charge is expected to gun her down in the latter stages.
Race number six.
On to race number six then, which is a 7 furlong apprentice handicap. And even though Complicit very much catches the eye here for plenty of punters, being a night catching fifth the other day over inadequate 5 furlongs, I do expect, however, Lily's Prince to justify good each way support in this 7 furlong contest. Garvin Darlingley's charge is in fantastic nick throughout the winter period, yet to be out the frame in its last 4 or 5 starts. Comes here off the back of 2 very good runs on the speed figures. First of all, behind Cocoa Beach here on the 6th of January, when just getting run out of it in the latter stages. And then once again, done by the finishing kick of Elaria from the Gerline stable here a couple of weeks ago. The time figures, as I said, for both races were excellent. And he's only got to really reproduce that sort of effort on the numbers to go very close here. And of course, he's drawn favourably on the inside of the track in track one. So a big run there is expected for my nap in the night, Lily's Princess, in the 7:30.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest, which comes up at 8 o'clock. This is a 1.5 mile handicap. Of course, it's the division, the first division of the two heats to conclude the card. The one I'm going to go with here is Garvin Cromwell's Bottle of Smoke, who's definitely been knocking at the door in the last 2 or 3 starts. First of all, when being very well back to oblige on the 2nd of December, when only finishing third behind Super Focus and King Christoph. But that form doesn't look too bad in the context of this race. And then recording its fastest ever speed figure when finishing second behind the very much useful on his day, Hello Humphrey, here on his last start. He came from a good bit back on that particular occasion. And in a similar contest tonight, I'd expect Bottle of Smoke to go very close to finally getting off the mark at the 13th time of asking in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and being as I tipped War Goddess here a week ago, I'm going to stick with this particular filly to finally justify my confidence in her this evening. She very much has been an eye catcher on her last 2 or 3 starts. She was really unlucky a couple of runs ago when getting no sort of run whatsoever behind Sarah Felly, and I marked her down as an unlucky loser. Now, she definitely wasn't an unlucky loser last week, but I didn't think that Donica O'Brien really helped her cause by sending her up the blind alley up the inside, as we saw here 7 days ago. That inside of the track last week was a bit of a quagmire, and anything that went on that far side rail went backwards rather than forwards in the home straight. So I do think War Goddess was running on treacle in the closing stages. Therefore, I've definitely upgraded her performance, and I'm prepared to give her another go. I do think this race is a little bit weaker than the one she contested a week ago. And once again, she's got a nice draw around the inside to hopefully aid Donica O'Brien to get a nice run into the home straight. Hopefully this evening. He won't, however, switch on the inside and take her on the swamp. If he doesn't, she's got every chance of justifying favouritism in the last. So War Goddess, quite a confident vote there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again on Sunday as we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race card from the big meeting over in Ireland at Leopardstown. So do please tune in for that. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.